Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling on second journey together. Today is July the 24th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 25 to 27. The ultimate defeat of Satan is imminent. We read in Isaiah chapter 27 verse 1 like this. In that day, the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. This final chapter of Isaiah's Apocalypse contains two eschatological happenings. One, God's final overthrow of evil, that is in verse number 1, and two, his future dealings with Israel, that is in verses 2 to 13. The above verse in particular declares the sovereignty of God. Some commentators understand all three monsters, the fleeing serpent, the twisted serpent, and the reptile, as picturing Satan, who energizes world powers. Satan appears early in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 as a serpent, and later in the Bible as a dragon, that we see in Revelation chapter 12 verse 3. In Canaanite mythology, Leviathan was the monster of the sea associated with chaos. In borrowing this imagery, Isaiah was painting a graphic picture of God's destruction of his enemies and alludes to Satan, the ultimate serpent. Leviathan is described as unconquerable in Job chapter 41. In view of the millennial context of this passage, and the fact that Leviathan is also referred to as that crooked serpent or the dragon, the text indicates that Isaiah has the victory of the Lord over Satan in view. This context indicates that Isaiah has in view the final victory of God over Satan. Furthermore, the Bible employs the image to denote evil, autocratic powers, and to assure the godly that the Lord will punish all such human expressions of power and resistance to his kingdom. Let us be rest assured that the ultimate defeat of Satan is imminent and foretold clearly in the Holy Scriptures. We are on the winning side, and our Lord Jesus Christ will give us the final victory. He has already defeated the schemes of Satan on the cross, as foretold in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, and he will finally defeat Satan completely one day in the future. In the meantime, let us start living victoriously by trusting in Christ, who will strengthen and lead us in this effort every day. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 like that, the words of Apostle Paul. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. We again read in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, again the words of Apostle Paul, that we can repeat today, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.